Why do people come, stay, become leaders? The power of a godly community, a great community. Hey everyone, Pastor Rod here doing a series on Colossians, and we're talking about the church. I love the local church. I've been in it for 46 years since I got saved at 19. Not any church is perfect, but a lot of churches are great. There's nothing like the local church when it works well and Jesus is the head. So what I want to do is talk today about community, the power of great community. This world is so lonely. Since COVID, there's so many studies and so many things about how lonely people are. Here in Japan, there was a recent study of how many close friends do you have, and they had a choice of, numbers 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. How many close friends do you have? The number one answer in Japan was 0. I have 0 close friends. And it really shows you why the good churches are growing in Japan, because it's built around one of the pillars is a great community. Not perfect, but a great community. And so let me read to you, and then I want to talk about a survey we did in the church. Colossians 1:18, Christ is also the head of the church, which is the body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. He's supreme. So last week we did talk about this. I called it Why I Love the Local Church. This one's called The Power of Great Community. So we did a study, a survey in our local church here in Tokyo or across Japan churches for Japanese people. Now, almost all our Japanese people got saved in our church. Like, very few came in as believers. We'd like them to come, more to come in as believers, but there's just so few young believers here and so few churches. So we've got to rely always on bringing in new seekers who will get saved. So we did a survey of people that came, got saved, loved Jesus, were in small groups serving, and then they became leaders. So this whole arc from seekers through to leaders, Japanese people, leaders in our church, and we asked the question, why did you come and why did you stay and why did you become a leader? So open-ended questions. There was a lot of answers, but it sort of could be compiled into two groups, two answers, why they came and stayed and became leaders. And the number one was around the issue of community. Now, that's a huge thing for Japanese to say, we love the church because of the community. Many Japanese do not come from families where there's a lot of affirmation or verbal affirmation. They come from families where affirmation is made or love is shown by being polite, supply and peace in the home. The thing called wa, which is the Japanese concept of peacefulness or stability. And that's seen as love, and that's fine. But very few times is there actual verbal affirmation like, I love you or you did well. So one of the things in our communities, we found a lot of Japanese were really touched by the concept of affirmation, especially from the word of God. God saying, I love you, I'm with you, I'm for you, I died for you. And so community, number one reason why they came, they stayed, they got saved. Now, we know they got saved because through Jesus, but this is in their brain, what was the process of being part and then actually becoming a leader in the local church? And the number one answer is community. And that's really important also because in Japan, as I said, very few have good friends, close friends. also, many people here in Asia, whether it's Japan or China or Singapore, very few people have more than there's only one child in the family. And in all the countries, including China now, you're allowed to have as many children as you want. And there has been the way in China for about 10 years now, since about 2016. So in Asia, you can have as many children as you want, but still most families in these countries only have one child. And not because of law, but because of educational costs or the ability to care, as both parents often work. So often these young people are brought up in like no brother or sister, and dad's always at work and mum's doing something. And so once again, community is just so important. Now, their families love them, but there's not the affirming understanding of, am I doing well? Are we doing well? So church becomes a community of speaking well. That doesn't mean we flatter people. Flattery is about, I'm saying something good to you to get something from you. That's a manipulation. But encouragement, godly encouragement, is honestly saying something into their lives about them that's true for them, for their sake. You did well at that. I can see you're good at this. Well done. So the concept of community with honesty is very, very important. And also learning how to be a leader in that environment of community. We also found many years ago that Japanese did not want to be a leader because in their corporation, a leader was a very tough person, a boss. And there's a thing he called senpai kohai, which means those above you, you honor, and those below you, they need to honor you. And this sounds okay in practice, but it ends up being quite a pecking order and actually quite mean and tough. And so in the church, there's no pecking order. There's no above and below. There's brothers and sisters. Isn't that amazing? So the community of the local church. So number one is why do people come, stay, become leaders? The power of a godly community, a great community, not perfect, but a great community. By the way, the number two answer was a touch of God, which was equally as important because there are other communities that can meet needs. So our community needs to be great. And then the touch of God through his word, through worship, through forgiveness, through, worship. I think I said that. Let me say it again. Worship and worship and worship and his word and loving and forgiving, this environment of community, the touch of God. And that is the sealer to hang in there. No church is perfect. And actually, to become a leader, you probably will have to got through some offenses or upsets. Things didn't happen. And this is called the school of life, actually. Whether you're in a school or a sports team or a church, you have to go into the school of life, which means I've got to get through a difficult moment. And it's actually part of owning the community, being honest, working through it, praying, forgiving, and then coming out the other end as a mature believer, able to serve other people. A lot of people get offended and walk away, and it's just sad because they're going to do that in 10 churches or maybe only one church and not come back again, as in the case here in Japan. So the concept of community and the touch of God was what our leaders, so let me say it again, survey. We did 70 Japanese leaders in our movement. Why did you get saved in church, stay in church, go to Connect Group, Dream Team, and you became a leader yourself? Why? Community, a great community, working in a community, learning, growing, and the touch of God. I love that. Let me pray for you. Lord, I pray that we would be, again, see you as a head of the church, you're head of our lives. And I pray, Lord, that we'd have a great attitude to local church. We'd there be there to work through problems, work through upsets, work through offenses to become mature and growing in a healthy family. I pray, Lord, for incredible sense of your Holy Spirit touch in our churches, that you touch us and continue to touch us through your word and through the Holy Spirit and through godly community. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll see you later.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.